Hear the word of the Lord as it is written in the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And it was after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, the minister of Moses, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. But now, arise, cross over this Jordan River, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon it, to you I have given it, as I spoke unto Moses. From the wilderness, and this Lebanon, and under the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going of the in of the sun shall be your border. A man shall not stand forth before all thee the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee. I will not go of thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and have courage, for thou shalt cause this people to inherit the land, which I promised to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and be very courageous to observe and to do all according to the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not aside from it to the right or to the left, that thou may have intelligence wherever thou go. The book of this law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way to prosper, and then thou shalt have intelligence. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and have courage. Do not be terrified, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou go. We are told that the Lord came to Joshua and told him to be strong or firm and to have courage, and that the Lord would be with him wherever he went. No matter where he went, the Lord would be with him. Shortly thereafter, the Lord led Joshua to the river Jordan. And the river Jordan was a mighty river, and it was in flood season. And the Lord told Joshua to cross the river. And Joshua was shown by the Lord how the Lord was with him. So listen to the word of the Lord as it is written in chapter 3. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the eyes of all Israel, that thou may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Command the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you have come to the edge of the waters of Jordan, you shall stand in the Jordan. And Joshua commanded the children of Israel, behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth crosses before you into the Jordan. And now it shall be, as the soles of the feet of the priest bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off. The waters that come down from above, they shall stand in one heap. So Joshua led the children of Israel to the river Jordan, and the ark marched in front of the children of Israel. And as the priests bearing the ark took a step into the Jordan and stood there in the river, a miracle occurred. The water piled up north of where the children of Israel were, and the riverbed became dry so that practically a million people could cross the Jordan River. And they all saw that what the Lord had promised Joshua was true, that the Lord would be with Joshua always. On the other side of that river was a mighty city, the city of Jericho. It had huge walls, and you can imagine it being the first great challenge to Joshua and the children of Israel after crossing the Jordan. And Joshua was preparing the children of Israel, and another miracle occurs. Listen to Joshua chapter 5. And it was when Joshua was at Jericho that he lifted his eyes and saw, and behold, a man standing in front of him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Art thou for us or for our enemies?" And he said, "No, for I, the commander of the army of the Lord, have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped him and said to him, "What speaks my Lord to his servant?" And the prince of the army of the Lord said unto Joshua, "Take off thy shoe from upon thy foot, for the place on which thou stand, it is holy." And Joshua did so. So Joshua had another miracle happen for him. After crossing the Jordan and having all the people cross with the ark, he was preparing to assault Jericho, and he sees a man. And the man has a huge sword. And so Joshua, afraid and worried, asks, "Are you for us or for our enemy?" He doesn't know who it is. And the man turns out to be an angel of the Lord's general, the general in charge of the Lord's army of angels. Just like Joshua was a general of the men on earth, this was the general of the army of heaven, an army of angels. Think if you had an army of angels with you, and not just knowing it, but if you had actually seen it with your eyes. That's the miracle that happened to Joshua. The Lord opened his spiritual eyes so he could see an angel of the Lord and know that the Lord was always with him. And not just with him watching him, but with him fighting for him, giving his army strength and power more than anyone had ever seen. This is what baptism does. Baptism is crossing the Jordan into the Lord's church. By having someone baptized, or by being baptized yourself, you are aligning yourselves with the armies of the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is where we dwell when we have the Lord with us. But we are born inclined to evils of every kind. And so, in the land of Canaan, there are many, many enemies. Joshua does have to defeat Jericho and all the evil nations there. It will not be easy. Except it will be easy, because the Lord will always be with Joshua. He commands him and reminds him, "Haven't I told you to be firm and strong and of good courage? For I will always be with you, and the angels and the armies of the Lord will always be with you." Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in Arcanus Celestia, number 2303. Angelic women said that directly after birth, angels from the heaven of innocence are with every infant. In the succeeding age, angels from the heaven of tranquility, of peace, and afterwards those who are from the societies of charity. And then, as the innocence and charity with the young children decreases, other angels are with them. And at length, when they become older and enter into a life foreign to charity, angels are indeed still present, although more remotely, but this in accordance with the ends of life, which the angels especially regulate by continually insinuating good and turning aside evil. They flow in more nearly or more remotely in proportion as they can or cannot do this. Think of this. Angels are always with us, trying to insinuate good and turn away evil. And they're closer or further away inasmuch as they're able to do this. So how are they able to do this? How can angels help us? By us asking the Lord for help. If you run into trouble in life, if you've done something wrong and you feel guilty or sinful, or you're tempted to do something wrong, or you're worried that maybe you won't be able to face it, have courage. The Lord will give you strength. Those angels will always be with you. No matter how bad it was or how bad it will get, the angels were always with Joshua, and they will always be with you. Baptism aligns you with the angels of heaven. But even those children who are not baptized have angels. But what baptism does is it says yes to the Lord. Parents who have their children baptized are saying, yes, I want my child to associate with angels. And because the parents are saying yes, angels are invited into the home of the child, into the marriage of those parents, so that their marriage is strengthened, so that their home is blessed. The child will always be protected by angels. But the covenant that the parents make will protect the parents as well. And as an adult, when someone becomes baptized, the Lord is already working with them, sending angels towards them. But the angels can only approach in as much as we say yes. And when we say yes, when we choose to be baptized as an older person, we are saying, yes, angels, come and protect me. Watch over me in times of temptation. And Holy Supper is a renewal of this baptism. Time and time again, every time you take Holy Supper, you are saying, yes, come near to me, angels. Lord, send your love to protect me, that in times of trial I may be strong, firm, and of good courage. For the Lord's love is always with you, no matter where you go. Amen.